It's Rob Thomas, frontman from Matchbox 20 and Little Wonders. Don't forget Matchbox 20's Greatest Hits compilation due out in about a month and a half. It's Friday morning. It's August 24th. You're with Jenny and Blake.
1 hour from now, we'll talk to J.D. Fortune, lead singer of INXS. They're playing tonight at Ava Amphitheater. It'll be fun to talk to him.
Oh, I can't wait. He's a cutie. Dawn, have you ever seen him?
Oh, yeah.
I had not seen him until we were interviewing him.
I watched the whole, competition.
Let's calm down.
Right,
oh, my gosh.
I know, really.
Take it easy.
He's cute enough to make me, giddy and excited.
You guys just totally went from looking at me to looking at each other.
Blake's not here anymore.
And excluding me.
Yeah, but Blake, you don't understand.
Yeah, no, he understands. He was like, oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. So Donna's, of course, here with our movie night traffic
light.
That's
right.
Talking about new movies hitting theaters this weekend.
That's right. And the first one is a Mr. Bean's Holiday. And for some reason, 10 years after the original movie, he's made a new movie. It's called Mr. Bean's Holiday. And this time he's won a trip to the south of France. So he hopped there. Of course, he gets himself kicked off the train. And he and this kid have to figure out a way to get to the south of France. So they hitchhike, get picked up by a woman. And here's a clip of her finally realizing they aren't who she thought they were.
You're not a Russian?
No.
You are not this boy's father?
No.
You are English?
Oui. Oui.
You know the whole of France is looking for you? Now they look for me too. Who are you? Where are you going?
To the beach.
That's the only thing I understood out of that whole thing.
That's pretty much how the whole movie is.
Well, I went to one of the Mr. Bean movies in the past with my mom, and we left the theater because it was too much.
I think skits are funny with Mr. Bean, but a whole movie.
Well, at some point in the last 10 years, I've seen that movie, and there have been some TV shows, Mr. Bean TV shows, and John's seen some of those, and it did have some funny moments. Yeah. But I got to tell you, it's lost its appeal entirely. And I don't know if it was because it was never funny or if 10 years later that humor isn't funny anymore. I really don't know what it is. But, I thought if anybody could appreciate this immature humor, it would be John. But I got to tell you, it completely even annoyed him.
Oh, he didn't enjoy it either.
No, but I guess
there must be a market out there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the film.
It was released in Europe before here. Oh. And it's making a ton of money over there. So those guys are still into it. But seriously, I really can't see it here. But it is G-rated, so it does give parents an option. But other than that, there's really no reason to go check out this movie.
Kids might like that, do you think? Because it's kind of funny.
It's kind of that physical comedy. Yeah, it's that quirky stuff. But, Mr. Bean, it's not like the dialogue is funny because he doesn't speak. So
it's just a lot of awkward silence.
It is.
Found
it's very strange. But Willem Dafoe is in the movie. So that is cool. That is the one cool thing. Why he's in it, I have no idea.
He's kind of
for the money.
Yeah, it must be.
He's kind of like Mr. Rogers liquored up. Just kind of acting goofy a little bit.
Yeah, that's
Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean.
Yeah. And of course, he's 10 years older, so he looks even stranger. So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Mr. Bean a red, if you didn't see that one coming. Okay, well, here's a better movie, Resurrecting the Champ. And it's actually based on a true story. And Samuel L. Jackson plays a guy that's really, really down on his luck, an old guy. He's so down on his luck, he's actually homeless. And Josh Hartnett is having a lot of trouble at work. He's a sports reporter and he's not cutting it. Then one night he meets Samuel L. Jackson and finds out that he used to be a world-class boxer back in the day. So there's got to be a good story in there somewhere. So here's a clip of him trying to pitch the story.
What's his name, the boxer?
Satterfield.
Bob Satterfield?
Yeah. Bob.
Wow. I'm sure my dad used to idolize that guy. I thought he was dead. No, he's dead.
That's what everybody thinks. And that's why I think that this story is such a great story. I want to call it Resurrecting the Champ.
Yeah. Aha. Yeah, and unfortunately, he finds out, though, the truth isn't exactly what it seems, so he has to scramble to try to put his life back together, save his job, and maybe even his marriage, which, it's kind of an interesting story, though, and it isn't about boxing, though. This movie really isn't about boxing. It's really more about father-son relationships, so it's more of an emotional journey. There's not a lot of action in it, so if you're expecting that...
ladies, rope him in!
Let's just be honest. It's really more about Josh Hartnett.
I'm into that.
Well, he does a good job.
We'll see.
Jenny, this day is all about us today.
I know. This is for the ladies.
He looks good. And, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, the last couple of movies that he's been in, he's played old guys. And this one, he does an amazing job. Amazing job. He really plays this guy. Yeah, he does. He does. And he does a really good job. But I got to tell you, and this might be a girl thing, too. There is one character in this movie that drove me nuts, and that was Catherine Morris. Do you know who she is? She's the star of Cold Case. And she is Josh's wife in this movie. She's got that long, blonde hair. And that's what drives me nuts is every time I see her, there's something about her hair. No, her hair drives me absolutely nuts. Every time I see her on screen, I'm like distracted. I don't know what it is. She just drives me nuts.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say
anything.
Yeah, you have to see.
Next time you see her, you'll know what I'm talking about. But there are a few cool twists to the story that makes it really kind of cool. And then he keeps you guessing a bit. But unfortunately, because it's an emotional journey, it is really slow at times. So you kind of, you know, lose interest in what's happening. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Resurrecting the Champ is a yellow.
So it's kind of like maybe, okay. So you could rope your boyfriend in by saying, we're going to go see a boxing movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you watch an emotional journey.
Just put J.D. Fortune in the movie and then it'd be a green automatically, right?
Yes.
I think it might be him singing that. That's perfect. But we do figure, though, there's going to be a lot of strong opinions about Mr. Bean's Holiday. So we're going to be at Elkhorn Theater tonight filming real reactions of what people think of that movie. So if you want to be in our TV show, go to the 7:30 showing. Tell us if you hate it, if you love it, on our TV show, which is every Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the CW, which is channel 8 or 58. Of course, all thanks to the wonderful people at Marshall's Jewelers.
Nice bling.
Yes, thank you.
As we were just talking about J.D. Fortune, don't forget, in a little less than 1 hour, he's joining us on the show. We're going to touch base with him playing down at the AVA Amphitheater tonight.
And a chance to win some tickets to see that show when we interview him coming up at 8:45 here on the Mountain.